there is a market there. The problem is to motivate the businessmen and also make sure that our government policies don't stand in the way of doing it. And we need, the one thing I want to say is, we need to get some of these policies.
Yes.
Senator McClellan on 9-0.
Yes, John.
Now, Mr. President, I know you, I really apologize, but I don't know when...
You don't ever apologize to me.
...when a wire would reach you, or a letter or something, and you may be intending to act soon. You may already have your mind made up, but this position of Undersecretary of the Army, and you appointed Vance, you advanced him to a position.
Vance went to Undersecretary? Yeah. Then Ailes has already been appointed as Secretary of the Army.
Yeah. He's already been appointed Secretary, but you've got to appoint an Undersecretary.
All right, I don't know about that, but I'll look into it. Now, who are you interested in?
Undersecretary.
I'll see Bob McNamara tonight. If you'll tell me the name, I'll put his name
Howard
in the pot.
Hagerud.
Howard?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
He was the assistant to the Under... He was Deputy Undersecretary for 2 years.
Howard?
They ought to know him, then.
They will, but I don't. Howard what?
Hagerud, H-A-U-G-E-R-U-D.
H-A-U-G-E-R-U-D. R-U-D.
Now, Mr. President, he's not my man originally. I think our friend Humphrey brought him here, and he was working around for committee and so forth, and he worked hard in the campaign, and I asked Bob Kennedy and them to give him a position out there, and they did. I think he's well qualified. They know him out there.
All right, now.
He's now Deputy Inspector General of Foreign Assistance in the State Department.
Deputy Inspector.
He's got some experience, and I ask you to consider him. It's not life and death thing.
McNamara will make it, but I'll get in touch with him tonight and tell him to get right in and get him over and interview him. If he hadn't got any commitments, try to appoint him if he can. Because I want to do anything you want me to do, what I can do, and this is in his department, and he made these other recommendations just to appoint him, but as far as I know, now let me see. The undersecretary, let me see now,
He was undersecretary of the Army for 2 years, deputy undersecretary for 2 years. Now what he wants to be is undersecretary.
He was deputy...
Deputy undersecretary of the Army. For 2 years up until July of this year. So he's familiar, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, I'll do it.
What he'd like to do would be equivalent of advancing him to the other.
That's how I understand it, and looks like he'd be entitled to it. I'll get in touch with John.
President, he's entitled to consideration. Put that way.
I don't know. I don't have anything myself.
That's right. So if you'll take it up then.
Well, I'll take it up and I'll get back in touch with you, John.
I appreciate
your comment.
I just want you to understand the situation.
I know it, and I appreciate it.
I thought you might be acting pretty quick, and I'd like to get the name in there.
I'll call you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, President.